This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael, Andy Bunker had tailgate show duties, taking a day or two here, and then he'll be back on Friday, get you set for Week 18 and recap the college football playoffs. And we're going to do a lot more college football discussion in our final hour, but certainly a ton of it tomorrow as well. Brandon Adams, who normally joins us on Tuesdays, is going to join us on Wednesday as we cleared the way for a Falcons victory Tuesday discussion. And we're going to have that discussion with you guys right now on the phones, 404-726-0929, if you want to jump in and chat and share some thoughts. A 27-24 win for the Falcons. 51-yard game-winning field goal. Randy, was that about as perfect a game-winning kick as you could have?
It was, just everything about it. Muhammad was good this time.
Well, yes. He wasn't going to screw that one up. He wasn't going to have
good
it
that
again.
Time. But, just for him to just go up there and just, put it right through. You just saw that young man, whenever you see the green line, where they say, whatever, you kind of still want to get in front, closest in front. It's furthest away from it going forward as you can. And it was right on the line, man. Dude just went out there and get all credit. I know, but why aren't they using the timeouts? Don't know. There's no reason to use our timeouts. We're talking about the Falcons at that point. No, you let the Rams use up all their damn timeouts.
Yes, and they did.
And they did.
And it mattered.
And it damn mattered at the end of the game.
Because they had to go a couple of shots outside or downfield.
Exactly. My thing, I was sitting there looking like, that damn Stafford. Stafford throw the damn ball 100 damn yards. This dude can spin the damn ball.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the final play attempt was.
I don't either, because he was on the sideline. They had no time left.
Didn't look like there was someone he could lateral it to there.
Yeah. So you're thinking of it from that standpoint. But, a hell of a kick by him.
I did find it odd, and we're going to get to your calls here right now. I did find it odd the broadcasters were kind of hesitant on the call, like waiting to see if it was long enough. And it hit the net. It was very clearly through. It was certainly right down the middle.
The dramatic part about it.
And I watch it through the monitor. Maybe they're trying to watch it on the field and you have a tough angle. I'm not exactly sure there, but either way. All right, 404-726-0929, your chance to sound off on a Falcons victory over the L.A. Rams. We start on line one. Keaton is in Douglasville. What's going on, Keaton?
Yo! Listen, man, this might be the biggest conundrum. I don't know if that's the right word, but that's the word I'm going to use. But I've felt when it's come to this Falcons team, man, you start off the season with, maybe we can work things out to just poop in the bed. It looked bad for a while. And much like a lot of Atlanta, I was ready to just get rid of everybody from top to bottom. And now you see I don't know where I'm at, man. I don't want to go into next season with the same group, only because if we go into next season with the same group and we get the same result, I'm going to be beating myself up like crazy. And I'm sure everybody else in Atlanta will be as well that was on board with bringing the match for a second chance or a third chance, whatever this would be. Kyle Pitts, I think we let him walk. We looked great last night, aside from special teams, which – That just goes to extend on why I think that maybe we shouldn't bring them back next year, because Raheem has had more than enough opportunity to get rid of he was really quick to get rid of Mike Hilliard, but he's really slow to get rid of the coach of special teams, and that's all I've got to say about that. I just hope that we've got something to look forward to next season, man. I hope y'all have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Keaton. I understand where you're coming from because, winning changes minds sometimes. It does. And, it's still the same old team. It's still the same old team, still the same staff, all those different things that got you in this hole, the whole firing of the receiver coach and everything like that, I still think that's an overblown, overrated situation in the fact of where this team is this year. But when you look at and we talk about this all the time, whenever, and I think Andy mentioned last week, whoever you're hiring to be your head coach, their biggest thing they're going to have to do, especially if they're not a play caller, who the hell are your coordinators?
Yeah.
And you didn't get it right. And Rod, I mean, he didn't get it right. Obviously, we understand that. But, I mean, I think when you look at last night and letting Kyle Pitts walk and all those different things, okay, what you going to do at the tight end position? I love Charlie Warner. You know I love me some damn Charlie. Now, there's going to be some free agents out there and all those different things. You can always draft one and things like that. But if you could find a way to keep him, I would. That's me personally. Because I think just he's a – I think I already know he's a damn good player. He just seems like he's figured out how to play angry, you know.
Yeah.
And he figured out how to play angry. He's figured out how to play – and they figured out ways that, you know what, he can be the one option on some plays like that. So – that's my thoughts on the whole Kyle Pitts thing. If I would do it, I would try to keep him.
And the other question for next year is obviously Penix.
Yeah.
And when is he available?
Right.
And how good?
And that's
can
the only
he
thing
be
about it because if he's unavailable, then you look at a situation. If you got to do you franchise Kyle 1 year without a quarterback? No, you don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Donovan is in Ackworth. What are your thoughts, Donovan?
Hey guys, always happy to have a win for sure. But I think that everybody, if your name is not blank, that you should probably be subject to being fired because of the entirety of the last 8 years. And all these people have, you know, factored into all of these decisions, and it just hasn't gone well at all, period. And, you know, I'm fed up with it. Michael Penix, I don't know if I trust him just simply because of the things that he doesn't seem to be willing to do, like throw over the middle, get under center, those types of things. So I don't know where to go with the quarterback situation. You know, maybe it'll work out. You know, only time will tell, I guess. Right. But, yeah, man, everybody should be fired. Everybody.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call.
I'm not going – to the unwillingness to do something. He's a young quarterback. Do what the hell I tell you to do. But there is a comfortability of what they
right.
try to get him to do to get him comfortable more than anything. I do think that he has to play under center more. I do truly believe that. But I think the unwillingness part is he ain't got enough status in the league to be telling somebody what he is and ain't going to do. That's just it don't work like that.
I'm be honest, Randy. I don't know what the conversations are either side. I'm not in the room. I don't know how much of that he's had to say. I don't know how much of that they've had to say. All these ideas that he can't do this or can't do that. Maybe he can't. Maybe he can.
Well,
like, I don't know.
If he can't do it, then they need to find another quarterback. I'm not saying he can or can't do it either. That's not
I just
what
don't
I'm saying.
Know, yeah.
I don't believe that it's unwillingness to do it, though. I don't believe that he's telling them, I'm not going to do it.
I agree with that.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. And as far as, look, I understand you've been, it's been a while since you've missed, you know, gotten into the playoffs. I don't think you can just look at a whole 8 years and blame everyone. Well, some guys have been here for 2 years. Some guys have been here for 5 years.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying everybody who, if you've been in this building in any capacity of the over the last 8 years, if it's eight or if it's two or if it's 6 months, your ass needs to be fired.
I mean, Jeff Ulbrich's here 9 months.
I got it. I understand. I see that. Well, can we keep Brick? No, if the new coach comes in, I mean.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing to keep him a new coach. I'm just saying, I'm not just blindly blaming the entire staff, everyone whose paycheck says AMBSE,
right.
If they've been here for 2 years.
Oh.
And that includes Raheem, by the way.
I mean, but I understand what
I'm
the caller.
I'm taking Raheem on his 2-year
window. I understand what the caller's saying. Get it, if it's over there,
yeah.
Get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
All right, except for the secretaries, because they didn't do anything either.
Okay. And Bass, keep Bassity.
Oh, definitely keep Bass.
Rico's in Cartersville. What's going on, Rico?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Honestly, I had the Falcons to win by two, believe it or not, so I'm pretty happy.
You put money on it?
But it seemed like – I'm sorry?
You put any money on it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my man.
Yeah. Actually, if I would have said three, I wouldn't have to work for the rest of the year. But anyway – but, Randy, maybe you can answer this question for me. If we get rid of Raheem and hire a new coach, is it true that most coaches are going to bring their team with them and then we're going to start all over? But what we got a bigger issue than that besides coaching staff. We have a quarterback problem.
Right.
And I think everybody's on the same page with Penix. Me, I have 4 knee surgeries. End up being a knee replacement.
Right.
I'm an older guy than Penix. Penix is younger, and I think he touched on it. He may bounce back. But even if he bounced back, he takes a hit. It's back. We're done. I appreciate the call.
I mean, my thing, I understand the trust thing. I mean, he's injury prone. Simple as that. I mean, he didn't get injured like he got in Indiana, but like that. But he got injured in the pocket. But you know, when there's a label out on you, because that was the biggest thing, his biggest thing coming into this NFL season. I mean, his draft and everything was about the injuries and things like that. And then messes around and he gets hurt. I think personally, this is just my personal thing, I think he'll be ready to play by that. But then you're going to miss the whole offseason. You'll be rehabbing all offseason and doing things like that. But I think he'll be ready. Now, how ready is another thing, because he's still a young quarterback. He didn't play a lot of football. He's going through his third year, has not played a lot of football. He's played, but he hasn't played a lot. And for all the things that myself and other people think that he needs to work on his game, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little difficult when you're doing that rehab process.
And we have questions with a 100% Michael Penix.
Yes.
Like the injury, obviously it'll add a couple of questions here and there, but
right.
It's not like that's the only question. There were going to be questions anyways.
Yeah.
And maybe we'd gotten those answers over these last 5-6 games, or at least some of them, but you're going to enter this year with questions anyway.
Right.
So you're just adding to the list here, and we'll see how that goes. Brian's in a car inside the city. What's going on, Brian? Brian.
Hello?
Yep.
Yes. Hey, so I guess, again, like some of the previous callers have said, happy about the win, but it's just a bit frustrating over these last 8 years, as I'm sure you all feel the same way. I don't know if this is the correct time frame, but I read somewhere that we're 12-4 when mathematically eliminated, and 53-78 in all the other games. I'll just leave it at that.
They're a December team, man. They're a December team.
I guess.
Appreciate the call, Brian. And yeah, I mean,
they're a December team. what can they say?
Can they be a December team while finding a way to compete the first couple of months?
You would think, you would like to see that,
Randy,
right?
Injuries are not an excuse.
No.
I'm not making an excuse.
You shouldn't.
But you're 0-5 in those games without Divine Diablo, and that completely broke your
record.
I think he's
a good damn player. You saw that again last night. Played really good again last night. And I think, excuses are not,
they didn't have Devontae Adams, right? Yeah. Like, we're not making an excuse.
But the thing about it is, find a way is kind of the same way as next man up. Well, we saw what the next man up looks like.
Yeah,
you know, and sometimes you can sit there and you can base the losses or whatever. If we had this guy, we gave ourselves a better chance. Now the thing about it is, that goes back to the front office, where you need to find depth, because the one thing about it is, like, players get hurt. I mean, so you lose key players every week. Every team does this thing. It's all about, you know, how do you overcome it? That's why I think, look at what they're doing in San Francisco. Just the way that Kyle is coaching his ass off, losing all that those guys. And it's crazy. All those players that are hurt, and none of them are Christian McCaffrey. I mean, and we understand how valuable he is to what they do. But at the same time, look at a guy like Robert Saleh. He's an elite defensive coordinator. Lost his three best defenders, and yet they're still finding ways to hang in. They're not a good defense, but as long as the offense is clicking, they're good enough to maybe get a turnover here, turnover there.
And that, to me, is kind of what's frustrating. A lot of things are frustrating. Here's where I end up. We're missing the playoffs,
yes.
Randy,
yes.
And we went 1-7 in a key stretch of games with multiple games that you look at the opponent and you say are winnable.
Yes.
And we want answers. We want to blame something.
Yes.
And I don't exactly have grasp of who or what to blame. When you focus in just on the Divine Diablo issue, I would say Terry Fontenot didn't provide enough depth behind him to get the job done.
Right.
That's a roster management thing.
Right.
When you focus on other aspects, I would say I don't think Raheem Morris is a good enough head coach in a number of different varieties to improve your chances of winning the way that some of the other guys you've talked about did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And there are plenty of times where I just look at the players. Kyle Pitts was down at times. We had issues on the offensive line at times. And I just say maybe it was the play. Like, I don't know
everybody
who or where to blame.
Blame everybody.
That's also what makes it so difficult to commit to change at the end of the year, in my opinion.
No,
why Raheem might be back.
Everybody has had a role in the team being where they are. My only thing is this. If you go by what Vegas, they were only picked to win 8 games anyway. So they're right on where they were statistically, whatever you want to call it, supposed to be. 8 wins. Now, can you figure out a way where you don't get your ass thrashed by Carolina, you don't get thrashed by Miami,
and you lose multiple fourth quarter leads?
Yeah, against the Colts and these teams right there. I mean, those are all games that you probably should have won. And then you would probably be in a situation where you would be 11, have 11 wins right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Winning the division quite fairly.
Yes.
And being a 3 seed or a 4 seed, you know, whatever, in the playoffs. So it didn't happen. We'll continue the discussion with the Falcons. We'll hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins as well on the other side. The Midday Show continues on a Victory Tuesday for the Atlanta Falcons, taking a dub over the Rams on Monday Night Football. Hour number 2 is next. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. It's Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.